okay? Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God.
Hey everybody, welcome. This is the Bold and the Beautiful. We are here right now. We are getting ready to start our broadcast, and I'm Curtis Austin, and we are now on the When Christians Speak Talk Radio. We air every second Saturday of the month at 10 a.m. Won't you just tune in? Welcome to When Christians Talk Radio, Bold and the Beautiful.
If it wasn't for God, I'd be weak. Hey. I wouldn't wake up from my sleep. Hey. I wouldn't have nothing to eat. Hey. I wouldn't be so unique. Hey. If it wasn't for God, I would lose it. Yeah. I wouldn't live under a roof. And yeah. I wouldn't be up in this booth. And yeah. I wouldn't know he is the truth. And if it wasn't for God, I would have been bold. The enemy would have taken my soul. But now I rise up and I surprise them like the day that he rose. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be up in these four cars on the way to my shows. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't have nada. I wouldn't be cold. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't have clothes. No shoes to cover my toes. No hat to cover my head. If it wasn't for God, I would have been. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be counted out. My family down and out. I'm blessed so without a doubt. Gotta make sure I shout it out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bold and Beautiful is a talk show designed to bring the word of God to youth and young adults around the world and embolden them to live out loud for Jesus. Our vision is to see young people of the world rising up to take their rightful place as leaders and world changers.
I'm a young girl spitting that gospel. Last time I talked to God, he said, I got you.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they try to act like they never knew you. But the devil can't.
Hey, family. So we are excited to get into this show. We're actually doing this pre-recording, so we're excited about that. We have our dear, like, child, brother, future master of the universe here.
Yes.
Ernest.
Also
Ernest,
known.
Formerly known as Brandon. He's going by his grown-up name now.
Yes, Ernest.
So we are excited. We even going to get into that. So
yes.
We're excited about this show today. It is, of course, I am Minister Jordana, and I'm here with my sister in Jesus, Reverend Novena. Our brother, Reverend Curtis, is here with us in spirit. He is unavailable today, so he is with us in the spirit. So
yes.
We are going to dig into the show. We are excited to just really chop it up with Ernest today. Yes. So, of course, as always, we're going to start off with a word of prayer. Novena, if you would.
Certainly, certainly. Oh, Father, we just love you and adore you, and we thank you, Lord God, for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we rejoiced and we were glad in it, Father. We just thank you for the opportunity to come together, Lord, and to just lift up your name and to just tell others of your marvelous works, Lord God. I thank you for bringing us all together even right now so that we can hear the testimony of this young man. So bless our ears, Lord God, so we can hear what you are saying through him, Lord God, the lessons that we can learn through this young man's testimony. For it's in Christ Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
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 Ernest, say what's up to the people.
How y'all doing? My name's Ernest. I'm glad to be here. Glad to speak with you all today.
Oh, you sound so professional. Glad to be with you all here today.
Yes.
So we are actually happy and full. We've eaten. We've broken bread. We've actually been talking for like 2 hours already. So this is just going to be a continuation of chopping it up. So Novena's known Ernest longer than I have. But we are just excited to really just hear about a little bit about his journey right now and about what's happened in the past maybe let's go 12, maybe even 24 months. Like we may have to go back mm-hmm. a year or two and some lessons learned, especially as we are getting near to closing out this year. Like this year has gone by so quickly.
Yes.
And stuff is really like shifting and moving. And I feel like everybody's kind of like in this transition period. So we are going to talk to Brandon today about his transition period. Dun, dun, dun. So Brandon, so let's start with that. Let's let that be the opener. Transition. Okay. What do you feel like is your biggest transition happening right now in your life? And if there are more than one, you can, you know, break it up.
Okay. Transition. I think that can pretty much sum up my life in the last 12 to 24 months. 24 months ago, I was enrolled in Hampton University. Hampton, I should say.
Hampton.
You know, put a little twang on it. But then I transferred to my local community college after the passing of my father. So I think everything has been kind of just transitioning. I've just been kind of trying to figure it out, you know, as an adult and not lean so much on my mother or my family and just trying to take that step to figure out life on my own. You know, so transitioning, you know, it's funny to talk about it, look back on it when I'm in the middle of it.
Right.
You
right.
know, so right. it's like I see what I'm transitioning from, but I don't see quite exactly what I'm transitioning to because I'm not fully there.
Right.
So it's very, like I said, it's interesting to speak on it when it's mid action.
Yeah. Still in process.
Right.
Like
still
in the
process.
Middle of it.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. So.
Okay. Wait. And so, Brand, tell us how old you are.
I'm 21. I'll be 22 in February.
Okay.
21st. Yep.
Nice. So, what would you say in the place where you are in transition, what would you say is one of the like significant lessons you've learned in the transition process, either about yourself or about others or about life?
I would say that significant lesson. I think about others is that, you know, you can't do more for them than they want done for themselves.
Right, preach.
Mama, yes.
So, all over the place.
Because I'm definitely a giver, you know. I'm the type of person that I invest a lot of myself into other people.
Right.
Especially, you know, if I care about you, even strangers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that really took a toll on me because it's easy to give to someone when you're up, when you're doing good, when you're doing well. But when you notice yourself being down and you're still trying to pour what little of yourself you have into someone else,
well,
you can see the toll that it takes on you. So that's what I would say I'd noticed about a life lesson.
Pause. I can't remember the woman's name. My mother would know her name. Mm-hmm. But she's a minister, and I heard her say that a lot of times we live our lives with a water hose. And the water hose that we have that is all of resources and energy and time, we pour out to everyone else. So if I'm holding the water hose, I'm pouring it out on everybody else. And I'm dry.
Come on now.
She was like, what we need to do is put the water hose on ourselves.
Yes.
And everybody else gets the overflow. Mm-hmm. So you are constantly pouring into yourself, that self-care we were talking about, so that you're always full and everybody else gets
The overflow
of your fullness, so that you're never dry. Because that's what we find that we do, right?
Yes.
We're always pouring out and giving out, and we are a dry, hot mess, honey. Yeah. Ashy.
And we wonder why we're dry. So tired. We're dehydrated.
Listen, dehydrated. That's real.
Yes, it is. But that just is real. To come to that realization so young.
Absolutely. Well, that's good, because listen.
Absolutely.
Because you know, one of the biggest killers of the human race is stress.
Yeah,
that's dryness.
Talked about that in my nutrition class.
See,
you know, and she was talking about how, you know, stress takes people out. I saw on Twitter somebody was saying, you know, check on your friends and family because they had a cousin of theirs that's 22 years old and just died of a heart attack.
22.
Healthy, was in med school under stress, took her out. You know, and it's just. I'm a full believer as I refuse to be stressed.
Right.
You know, like, if anything, I'm on the other end of the spectrum where I'll just say forget it. You know, like, I'm quick to let it just, you know, roll off my back.
I saw that movement. You see him? You know, like, he just shrugged his shoulders.
You know, like, because I refuse to stress about certain things. Like, I think as any individual, I have those certain things I just care about and that I stress over. And a lot of times for me, that was other people, you know, other people's problems, other people's, you know, insecurities, things like that. But when it comes to me, it's not much that I can say that I stress about, you know. I just let it roll off like water, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm very quick to not care.
That's good.
You know,
that's good.
Life is too short. Yeah. That's another thing I learned in the last
24.
Life is short and it can be taken from you at the blink of an eye. So live life.
Yeah, that's absolutely another way to look at OPP, other people's problems. Mm-hmm. Hello? And so talking about transition, I know you mentioned the passing of your dad. Like, what has that been like as a young man to lose your dad?
I don't know. You know, like, I'm, like, same thing like the transition thing. I'm still living through it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I remember when it happened. I tried to be so strong for my family, you know. Mm-hmm. I felt like I had these huge shoes that I had to immediately fill in and walk. And that just wasn't the case, you know. So I think it's just here recently where I've been actually taking the time to heal.
Okay.
You know, because at first it was just a blur, like, I would act like I wasn't really fazed by it, you know, but it's like when you come to that realization that, you know, he is gone and no matter what good or, you know,
whatever
I do, that's not changing. And it's just, you know, so I guess that's another thing. Like, I'm dealing with it.
Right.
You
and
know,
I hear you. When you say part of the lessons learned is that life is short. It can be. And so it's best to live and me living my life may look differently than how you would live your life.
Yeah.
And, but these are some critical lessons that I hear you talking about, the conversations that we've been having. You've got a lot of wisdom. And I'm sure you learned a lot of things from your dad that's helping you even now.
I think the biggest lesson I learned from my dad is keep growing, keep evolving.
Yeah,
you know, like, he was a grown man, you know, and a lot of times people say, oh, you know, once you get grown, you're kind of stuck in your ways.
Right,
and,
right.
Like, I watched him keep improving
on,
you know, stuff, you know, just little stuff that, you know, he could have easily just been stagnant and, you know, just stuck in his ways.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, whether it was cooking, you know, when I was younger, he didn't cook, you know. Well, I mean, you know, on a grill and stuff like that, but... To where, you know, he wanted to make sure dinner was prepared for my mom when she got home.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, even with, like, drinking beer. Like, it went from where, you know my dad would drink a beer, you know, watch the game or whatever, to where he really wouldn't drink, you know. Just, you know, it was just always just little things. Just always trying to improve, always trying to get better, always reading, always researching, just... always constantly evolving. And I think that's the most important thing, because what I'm learning is, as I take my steps into life, is that things can get real stagnant, real repetitive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you wake up, you go to work, you come home, you go to sleep, you wake up, do the same thing
over again.
And I feel like if you don't take the conscious effort to evolve yourself and make yourself better, you'll just let time pass.
Yeah.
So I think that's the biggest thing, definitely.
And he modeled that before you.
Yeah.
That's awesome that you remember.
So I have a question. This is a male female question, because you know, girls, we can cry at the drop of a hat. What has your crying been like? Like, have you like cried? Do you like cry intermittently? Did you cry a lot when it first happened? Do you find yourself like, do you know what I mean?
Crying. Okay, that's another thing. My father never strayed away. I've seen my father emotional a few times, you know, all the times I think we're in church. I think those were, you know, I vividly remember him dropping tears in church. So I was never afraid of, you know, emotions. I feel like I'm in contact with my emotional side. Last time I cried about the issue, what was that, 48 hours ago?
Okay. That's fresh.
You know?
It's been 7 years, man, and it's been like, oof.
You know, I just woke up, you know, and I went on his Facebook page. Why? I don't know. Every time I do it, I cry. But I just I did, you know. Right, and right. It's, mm-hmm. You know, I cried, you yep. know, and...
And yeah, we just don't stay there, but we recognize that we lost. It's a great loss. But you also have these great memories and things that strengthen you along the way now.
Yeah, memories, mm-hmm. they get you by.
They
you
certainly know? Do.
And what's funny is, if you knew my father, you knew he recorded everything.
I think about how he recorded you. He say, "No, no parents back here." Like, I maybe for some of the other parents, but I'm going to get this video camera.
My father recorded everything, and just the other day, his camera bag is in the closet, and I saw it, and I was like, you know, none of us have looked at any of the tapes since he passed because mm-hmm. it's just
too much. It's a lot,
you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I picked up one of the tapes, and it said prom 2012, which was my sister's prom. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that's too much. You yeah, know, it's just, yeah. it's still too fresh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like he knew he was going to go. Mm-hmm. And that's why he recorded. Because I vividly remember multiple times where he would take the camera, turn it at himself, and say, "When I'm gone, y'all need to remember what I look like."
Really?
You
really?
Know, and he would say stuff like that. Or he'll say, "Oh, you know, I'm worth more till you're gone than alive." Oh. You know? Mm-hmm. And just, he would be joking, but, yeah, right. you know, it's like subconsciously, it's like mm-hmm. he knew, mm-hmm. you know, and it's just, I can't, you know, it's.
I guess when you look in the mirror, I know you see him.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He's a good looking man.
I remember one of his friends gave me a picture of him when he was 20, actually, at his funeral.
Really?
Yeah. And I look at that picture and we're like, yeah. I was a smooth dude. You know? He's posted up on the wall talking to some girl, had a cup in his hand.
I know that's right. Hello.
But yeah, you know, that.
Yeah. Part of transitions.
I'm telling you. Have you, in this process, learned anything about God the Father and losing your natural father?
I would say that that everything happens for a reason. Mm-hmm. You know, and like, I've heard that term before, like I've known it to be true before, mm-hmm. but not in the way that I've experienced it, mm-hmm. you know, because so many things now make sense, mm-hmm.
it's you like know, the camera turned
yeah, on you know, yeah. like little things truly add up, mm-hmm. you know, my father, his body wasn't in the best shape, you know, he had taken a beating at his work, mm-hmm. you know, he worked in DC jail, mm-hmm. you know, he getting fighting and things mm-hmm. of that nature. Mm-hmm. And it's just a lot of things that, you know, it's weird to say this, but it makes sense.
Right, right.
You know, he died in a motorcycle accident. He used to always say, "If I gotta go, let it be on my motorcycle." Mm. So that gave me a lot of peace because I mm-hmm. knew he was happy.
Right.
You know, and I think that to me meant the world to me. Like at the time when I found out, I was like, okay, you know, it helped me deal with it, mm-hmm. you know, in a weird yeah. crazy way, you know.
Right. But, a bond that y'all shared.
Yeah, you know, and yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you still ride?
Yes.
Okay. When's the last time you've been on a bike?
Earlier this summer. I didn't ride much this year at mm-hmm. all. But it's funny because sometimes you can see your reflection in the helmet. And, you know, I have big cheeks and when it's pushed up, it looks exactly like his face did mm-hmm. when he'd have his helmet on. Mm-hmm. So it's sometimes when, you know, I'm just riding and it's, I don't know, it's like he's right there with mm-hmm. me, you know, mm-hmm. and that's.
Gives you a sense of peace.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. definitely. Just sense all problems go away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
It is.
You have any questions, Novia?
I'm thinking that, I know since we've been here talking, I've learned some more stuff about you. Uh-oh. Things that you know, I've kind of like known, because even some of the things that we've shared as you were growing up, you were like a natural leader. Just the way you're so calm and you express yourself. And I go back to, because we used to be youth leaders together, Jordana and I, and Brandon was one of the youth. And, one Sunday, he broke that word across so clearly about light. You remember how you shared? Mm-hmm. And it just rolled off so naturally, you know? And you hear a lot of his friends had come from his school or his friends, his neighborhood friends, and they supported him. But that moment, that was when I realized he is such a leader. And then listening to our conversation, what are some of the things that you're doing now that you're in this transition period and you're no longer down at Hampton and you're going to school here? What are some other things that you're doing?
As far as like just extracurricular?
Just life. Because everything that you've mentioned, it just reminds me of, that's the leadership in him. I'm not surprised to hear this. Oh, no, I'm not surprised about that either.
Well, I do have my investment group, which is just me and about 5 friends, and we talk about investing, you know, and just
invest
brainstorming.
What? Like what?
Stocks, houses. I mean, really looking to take some of these profits from the stock market and try to get some real estate, you know, just everything. Just really just understanding that we want to be financially free and trying to take the steps now at a young age to obtain that. So, you know, and really it's more so just the networking and setting myself up with like-minded people. I think that's the most valuable part of it, you know, because some of these people, I knew them before, but we weren't close, and now we are close, you know, so.
We've been through some things.
Yeah, you never know.
You find out some more things about people. Because I know a lot of conversations we hear now about these millennials and the young people, they don't understand what's going on in life, and there might be some young people, many young people like that, but it really catches my attention to hear a young man speak so intelligently. And clearly talking about investments and nutrition and stocks, financial freedom. I'm like, okay, so what's your plan?
But what's funny to me, like when we talk about that, you know, some people may look at it as and think that I obsess with finances or that I'm obsessed with money or things of that nature. In reality, I think it's totally the opposite. You know, I grow up and I watch people spend 40, 50, 60, 70 hours at a job. And I think when you're just trading your time for money, I think that's when you're obsessed with it. I'm obsessed with it now so that when I'm 30, 35, I have that option.
Your money's making money for
you. You know, like, and it's not that I
No, but it's your passion.
Yeah, you know. That's
you invest in what you're passionate about.
That's it. And that makes sense. So.
And there's nothing wrong about being passionate about finances and about the stock market.
Honey.
That's no different than someone who's passionate about doing makeup or doing hair. Like, you know.
Finance just have been your thing.
Absolutely. And I think the wonderful thing, because I think now we should, I wonder if your YouTube channel can be like the reluctant leader. Like, I don't know.
Ooh.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
YouTube
okay.
channel. What you talking
so
about?
Listen, y'all. So listen, secret. Before we started recording, right, the Lord had whispered in my ear and I had told Ernest that I felt like he was a reluctant leader. And so that kind of sparked the conversation, and we'll get into that in a second. But that sparked a conversation about some of the things that he should be doing in the near future. I have given him some deadlines, about what he needs to do to start moving into the natural leadership that he has. Let's just get into it. So why don't you tell them what your assignments are? Well, first tell them that on your way here, what your thoughts were and then how it was confirmed when I said that.
So on the way here, my thoughts were to start an Instagram page for like my weight loss journey that I'm currently on. And then she kind of confirmed it because she was saying how I should have a page and do like a minute devotional, you know, just every day give a minute devotional of just encouragement, the Lord, you know, a Bible verse, anything of that nature. And then we were trying to talk about how those things go hand in hand. You know, how wellness is not just nutrition or weight loss, how the spiritual and the financial part of that all ties into one. So we were saying how my assignment is to make sure that I have Instagram made for that purpose. Mm-hmm. Which,
and YouTube.
Oh, yeah, the YouTube channel as well.
Okay, and what's the deadline?
December 30th.
No.
That's for the resume.
No, that's for the resume.
Oh, I'm sorry.
See, okay. Your Instagram and YouTube, November.
Oh, November 30th.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, let's get that straight. Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? November 30th, he going to have his YouTube page and his Instagram page. December 1 should be his first
video.
Yes.
Ooh.
I do like starting months off, right?
That's right. Hey, hello. He was looking for a name. I heard a few names thrown across here. That reluctant leader.
Reluctant leader, yeah.
Oh, millennial.
Listen, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. All right, so now that we've got that out the way. So y'all heard it. Y'all heard it here first. You should be looking for Brandon Ernest. Jesus, take the wheel.
We go way back.
Listen, we got to do that. Ernest. Excuse me, y'all. Excuse me. Ernest, first devotional on December 1st.
Mm.
So we're excited about that. We're excited about that. So tell me, and so since we also talked about like health and nutrition and wellness and all that jazz, so I know you're taking a class, but talk about recently what it has been like, what sparked your renewed commitment to like health and wellness and your journey in that place.
Okay, so first I'm gonna give a background.
Okay.
I've always been big, but I don't think I really started dealing with my weight until after high school.
Mm-hmm.
Before high school, I was playing sports. Mm-hmm. When I was wrestling and playing football, you know, I knew my weight to the ounce, you know, on a daily basis. So it was never really necessarily a problem. I was just large, you know. But then post high school, you know, you're not as active, you know, college and all those older things. Yeah, you know, get a little older. Metabolism slow down.
At 1920.
Hit that one gear slower.
One gear.
So yeah, you know, I've tried before to, you know, no real avail. But I think what's different now is just my realization of self.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think you have to do it. I think everyone, mm-hmm. you have to evaluate yourself, mm-hmm. you know, from an outside perspective and be honest with yourself. And I think that itself is a skill set, mm-hmm. because it's easy to lie to yourself.
Mm.
You know, it's real easy to tell.
All this right here.
It's easy to tell yourself what you want to hear because nobody knows what you want to hear more than you.
Absolutely. Ooh,
that is the truth.
So, you know, and I had to be honest with myself, you know, and I think with that and letting myself know that, you know, although I am confident in who I am, that I don't truly love myself because I wouldn't be doing that to myself, wouldn't be feeding myself this, or you know,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then you know, Will Smith had a very inspirational video.
Oh,
he talks about, you know, if you love yourself, you wouldn't pick up that cheeseburger and you would pick up some more water, and he just goes on and
more
on.
Practical,
and, yeah, and it's real practical, you know. It's like my wrestling coach in high school used to say, it's not hard to lose weight, eat less, work out more.
It's real simple,
you know, and then it's just that mental willpower,
yeah.
You know, and I think that's something mm-hmm. that has not been a strong suit of mine,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like now that I'm aware of it, I can attack it.
Yeah,
you
know? Attack it. I like that.
Yeah, so that's my mindset on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I feel like we should be gym buddies because I don't have it either, and we have membership to the same gym, but we'll talk offline. Because I need help, Jesus. Like, let's be real. I need help.
We all need
it. I'm out here trying to live my best life. Listen. Come on. Jesus. Mm. Okay. All right. So where to next? Where do we want to go? So, you know what? I'm going to bring this up. You didn't really dig into it.
Uh-oh.
But when you said it, I was like, You mentioned when you were talking about creating your YouTube channel, yes. that you would do a video to your future wife. Oh, did you know I was going to say that?
Yeah.
Yep. To your future wife. And that that you're thinking about her now. And I was like, what, Ernest?
What 21-year-old young man thinks about that? My leader, who's looking forward.
I want you to give me a few minutes on that.
Come on now.
That's actually a topic I think about often.
Really?
Yeah, because I think, like, again, background. I grew up, my mother's a podiatrist. She owns her own practice. So I grew up around strong, independent, you know, women.
Mm-hmm.
And I frequently ask myself, like, well, what type of wife do you want?
Mm.
You know?
And so you know you want to be married.
Yes, absolutely.
You desire to be married. Yes. This is a 21-year-old young man.
Which isn't very popular nowadays. And it really strikes me, I don't know, but you just have to realize, I guess, everybody grows up seeing something different. Because to me, I can't fathom that, you know?
Okay, so pause. So let's put a pin in the video and let's unpack. Because I don't think I have enough exposure about like conversations that your age group is having about marriage. Oh, so tell me about it. So like tell me let's dig into that.
Oh, his whole face changed. She said it's awful.
So tell me about it.
They have no desire to get married.
Why is that?
I mean, absolutely not. And they want the love and the commitment, and they want to live with you, and they want to, but they don't want to get married.
Really?
You know, like, I've had girls who I were really liking, you know, and it's like, oh, you don't want to get married. What am I, you know?
Wasting my time for.
You know.
But why am I here? Why are we doing this?
And it's really a very, it's almost like marriage now has a negative connotation.
Wow. And I wonder why.
Because of what they grow up seeing.
What's modeled before.
You know, yeah, like, I have one of my good friends, one of the people I consider my brother, he's like, I have no interest in getting married. I was like, why? Like, you know, talk to him. Yeah. He was like, every married couple I know, they cheat on each other. So what's the point?
Oh.
And when you look at it from that perspective, what is the point? You
know, like yeah.
Yeah. If that's all I've seen, I would agree to you.
Right.
But me, like I said, I grew up around a good marriage. I've seen plenty of good marriages, you know, church and family, you know.
The family.
It's just, I can't picture life without it, you all know, right. Like
exactly.
I can't fathom.
I'm with you, Brent. So. Brent, I'm Ernest.
Here we go.
I'm so with you, Ernest, on that one.
Yeah. So that's.
Ooh, God. Yeah. So just the idea that you're even thinking about marriage, and envisioning your future wife. I'm praying that she's out there.
Thinking about him.
That's right, him.
Well, that's beautiful.
Yes.
That she's somewhere out there thinking about you right now.
Because she's going to want a young man who...
Strapping.
Did he just sit up taller? Yes, he did.
And so, what are some qualities that you're bringing to the table?
That I'm bringing to the table? Okay.
Wait a minute.
Woo. Qualities. Okay. If I were making my pitch, I think one of my biggest qualities that I think sets me aside from the masses is me being able to be in touch with my emotional side.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Being able to listen, you know, and not just hear, but listen, you know, full heartedly.
I think you're
sweet. I'm very nice. I'm kind.
You sure are.
I'm old school. I think that's another thing that sets me apart. I understand courting, you know, how to
court
a woman.
What's that? What's courting?
Oh, you know, how to properly treat a young woman.
Oh, my goodness. Hello.
How to take her out and how to open doors, close doors. Yeah,
simple things.
You know, simple things that a lot of just people weren't taught, you know. So.
Right.
Makes her feel special. Yeah. But she is special.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
My.
So, in your mind, have you thought about some of the characteristics you would want in a wife, or what kind of wife you'd want?
Yeah, that's the things I've been going back and forth on.
Okay.
You know, and I think that's a key component of it, because, you know, because I want to keep an open mind, because I don't want to build this character in my head and then try to project that on someone else.
Right.
You know, and that's something I had to learn, because that, you know, that just doesn't work, you know. Right. So definitely keeping an open mind. Characteristics. Someone driven.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want a go-getter. You know, like. Mm-hmm. You know, I love the story. Yeah, mm-hmm. Ambitious. Family oriented.
Mm-hmm.
Caring.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Kind.
Yes, kind, sweet. You know,
she gonna be sweet and driven.
Does she have to know how to cook?
this is the way face. I look at it. I like to eat. You know, and I would love a
It'd be really nice. I don't want to say that.
Really good. But it's not a end-all, be-all. Yeah, I can cook, you know.
Or teach her how
Or if she's, you know, a big businesswoman and she's doing her thing, then we'll hire a cook.
Absolutely.
You know,
so, let me get a high five on that.
Honey. You know, so it's either, I'd be perfectly happy if I had a wife and she wanted to stay at home, you know. I would love that. You know, I'd love to have a wife that could stay at home, manage some of my businesses, you know, but mainly focus on the kids. And that would be
some
great.
He's master of the universe, honey. I told you.
That's
right, but I'm not opposed to having a strong, independent woman. You know,
she got to run that household.
You know, but, you know, it's compromise. There's roles.
Absolutely.
You know, but there's no roles assigned for any one gender, one thing.
Right, right, right.
You know, we just, as long as they work for us.
That's right. Right.
Absolutely.
So I think that's the biggest thing. So.
Absolutely. That's amazing.
It is. Just to hear a young man with a vision like that.
I feel like that should be a component. What were you going to say? What'd you get? What?
We were talking about the YouTube channel.
Yes.
So we're going to circle back to that.
Circle back.
Okay, okay. So the YouTube channel idea that I had was... I got the idea after my father passed, and because I always wondered what would it be like to talk to my dad at 20 years old. Like, what was he like? What was he doing? You know, I constantly asking family members and, you know, things of that nature. So I feel like with today's technology, if I had a YouTube channel and I just talked to my future kids, my future wife, as I am today, you know, interviewing myself.
My mom.
You know, for them.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be real interesting. Even like videos for different ages.
Right.
You know, like, hey, son, you're 14 today, you know, because him at 14, I remember what it was like when I was 14. It would be much easier for him to relate to a 21-year-old me than a 40-year-old me.
Right, right.
So it might be beneficial to both spectrums. So,
that's so awesome.
It is.
That's something that's been on my heart heavy, so...
So you better go ahead and do it. Cause everybody
by December 1st, we'll be making your first post on your YouTube channel as well.
Yeah. That's,
put a link to it.
That's definitely needed. That's definitely needed.
It is. So we'll be excited to get our invitations to your YouTube channel and to your Instagram page. Yeah, yeah. We'll be excited.
Why are you going to go ahead and laugh?
Thank you so much. As you work on beefing up your resume by December 31st.
Yeah.
We don't be busy.
I'm already busy, but there's no other way
to
be.
But this is busy for you. This is
And that's...
Self-care. Showing that you love you some earnest. Earnestly.
So wait, so can we dig into that real quick?
Okay. Because,
so, for you all who are listening, when he came over, I thought he was Brandon. He introduced himself as Ernest. And so I just want to, like... Give me the backstory. What? So give us your full name on your birth certificate.
Okay. So my full government name.
Thank you.
Ernest Brandon Young.
Okay.
Yeah, it rolled off Brandon. Okay. Brandon, Ernest.
So Brandon only came up because my father's name is Ernest Young III.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon came about because my mother said three strikes was enough. And she said, I'm giving my baby a middle name.
Mm.
So my whole life I've gone by Brandon. Mm-hmm. I've actually thought about changing my name.
Really?
Like, just officially becoming the fourth. I don't know. I don't know if it's just some crazy thing I want to do because my dad died or if it's really what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I've kind of held off on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've had other crazy thoughts, you know, like... Oh, I'm going to get a tattoo. I don't even have tattoos, you know?
Right.
I'm
not opposed. He's 21 years old and not a tat.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not opposed to it. I like it, but I don't, you know?
Not
so,
for you. Not on you.
Mm-hmm. I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. But I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe I want to be Ernest Young IV.
Okay.
But he's still digging.
So when did we transition to Brandon? And how did that, like, when did that first thought, like, I want to go to Ernest?
I think when I turned 20. Like, my dad passed, I was still 19. And then I turned 20, and it's something about 20. See, my grandfather, he always said from 0 to 19 is all play.
Mm.
You can make all your mistakes, have fun. When you hit 20, it's time to get serious.
Mm.
So that was always a thing for me. So I'm like, okay, I'm 20 now. And when I got into, like, the working world and professional, just Ernest. Like, I like the way that sounds. And it's funny because growing up, I hated it.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Because it sounds like an old man.
Yeah, it's like, right. I'm six and they're calling me Ernest. Like, that's. Mm-hmm.
Or Ernie.
Ernie, yeah, you know. it's but, my father, you know.
When I hear Ernest snare, I think of earning some money. You know, when he says Ernest, I'm like,
Yeah, and what's funny is like Ernst & Young. Mm-hmm. Like, Ernst. I would go to career fairs and they're like double taking at my resume. Like, oh, that's your real name. Like, yeah, I know, that's your competitor. You want to hire me? But yeah, it's, I like the name, you know, and it's just the history of it. I love history.
Mm-hmm. What's the history of it?
It's my family's name. It's my
daddy's
daddy name.
Mm-hmm. He said my family name. Like, he's
surprised.
Yes.
Okay. So what was it also... So while we were calling you Brandon personally, were there, like when you went to work, they were calling you Ernest? Or they were calling you Brandon at
school,
work too?
School, Brandon, I mean, class, Brandon. 20. It's just, yeah, at work, like when I was working for my cousin, he's known me my whole life. I tried to get him started, he can't do it.
How do you do that, though?
He can't, he was like, I've known you since you were born. Come on, he was like, you've been Brandon. Same thing when I was working at the contractor's office. Mm-hmm. He's known me since elementary school. You know, I'll be Brandon to him, you know, till the day I die.
I'm going
to
try this Ernest.
So, but when I, like, pick up the phone at work, it's Ernest. Yeah. When I deal with business, it's Ernest, you know.
You don't get confused with it, do you? Not at all. Look, his face said not at all.
I mean, I still answer to Brandon.
He said not at all. You see his grown-up face when he said that? Not at all. Mm-mm. Ernest.
Mm-hmm. It did throw me off the first time somebody called me Ernie, though.
Oh, yeah. I won't call you Ernie. I won't.
Do you like Ernie?
I don't know. Like, that's just my dad to me.
Right.
Like,
okay. Yeah. Right.
So they called him Ernie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
you call him Ernie. I'm just... I did.
Like, it was just... So when you just hear Ernie, it's like... So I can get away with Ernest because nobody ever called him Ernest.
Right. Mm-hmm. But, when I said Ernie early, I wouldn't think about him. I was thinking, like, you're not an Ernie. You're not.
I don't think so either. No. I feel like he's an Ernest.
Yeah, Ernest.
Yeah. It sounds so distinguished.
I like it. And it's funny how, like, I hated it. And then as I got older,
I tell you. Transition. It's a transition.
Absolutely.
And it's okay. What I've been hearing is he's getting to know himself.
Right.
Because he's constantly evolving and he's got his words of wisdom. He's got some assignments, some challenges. I do.
Mm-hmm. And so... If you can see yourself 6 months from now, May of 2019, let's say, what does that look like?
That's funny, man. It's just, that's so funny.
What's so funny, Ernest? I'm sorry. I ain't trying to be funny. Yes, I am.
She said 6 months. 6 months is the timeline for the Diet Bet thing we were talking about earlier.
Oh.
But I didn't even tell you about that challenge.
Oh.
Somebody else is working this thing.
Yeah, you know. So for the 6 months challenge, which is the one I was planning on joining, is, you know, you have to lose 10% of your weight in the 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, obviously, you asked about where I'm going to be. I think that's a huge
part for
me. You know, like, that's
absolutely
a huge chunk of
your goal.
What I'm working on, you know, currently. So it's just funny. No, 6 months, 6 months, 6 months.
Hmm.
Okay, May. So already into the second semester. Where do I want to be? I want to be more actively working towards what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
What that is necessarily, I don't know. Like, I have an idea. I know the field, but I don't know exactly what avenue I'm going to be led to. So 6 months from now, I just want to keep getting better.
You're moving in that direction.
Yeah, moving forward. Keep setting myself up. Like, I'm constantly just thinking about the future.
Right.
Like, I'm, you know, yeah, I think about my wife. I think about my grandkids. You know, I think about my kids. Mm-hmm. You know, and I want to set them up, you know. So I just want to keep working towards that. Keep working towards just... making sure that I make my mama proud. You know, I think that's what it all boils down to. You know, God and mama, those two strongest entities.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. I know earlier we were talking about your friends, and I know I was asking questions. Do you have many friends who are like you, you know, the talking about the future like you are now? I haven't met too many people, too many young people who are so focused on the future. But what about your community now? Because I know it may be a little different than when you were in, when you were away at school.
Right.
Everybody was around everybody all the time when you were away. But during this time of transition, what does your community of friends look like now?
I feel like I have a good grasp on friends. If there's one thing I feel like I did right in my younger life was friends. You know, it's... My father always preached, choose your friends, don't let your friends choose you.
That's it.
And I never really understood what he meant until I get older and I realize that people are friends with people who they were just around. You know, there was no selection, there was no, y'all just happen to grow up in the same neighborhood, so y'all are friends.
Right.
You know, and they don't even comprehend that. Like, you're into the same things because you've been friends since you were 6 years old.
Right.
You know? Right. But like me, middle school, high school, I switched schools a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So it kept me from having like a group of friends.
Right.
But it made me good at making friends.
Mm.
So when I got to high school, I was the dude that bounced around from group to group. You know?
Like, Me too. Mm-hmm.
I would go, you know, I never ate at the same lunch table. You know, I was hanging out with my football friends one day, with the theater people the next day. Like, I was in a play, I played football, you know, I was in the choir. Like, I did a lot of different things. I could get along with any group.
A Renaissance,
you know,
man.
I made it my mission to have at least one positive conversation with everyone in my class. Like, I don't care if you were the nerdiest of the nerds or the jockiest of the jocks. Like, I wanted to have one good interaction with you. That way, later in life, you know, first of all, just knowing people, you know, like, oh, that girl's real quiet. I wonder why she's like that. You know?
Why?
You know, like our valedictorian, she was extremely quiet, you know, sweet as can be, but just, hey, you know, didn't really say much. You get her out of shell, she's laughing and giggling, you know, and it's just, it's really funny, but it's just people, it's fun to see what their interests are. It's fun to strike up a conversation and see what lights up their face.
Mm-hmm.
One kid, it was the Cub Scouts. Loved the Cub Scouts. Loved going on trips and telling me about different knots and things like that. And, you know, not necessarily my passion.
Yeah, not your cup of tea, but that's
however,
what was
that's
his.
That's what he, you know.
Right.
And it was just, you know, that's so me in high school, my friends, back to... I didn't get a group of friends until my senior year, and it all came about because there was a senior trip. So I was like, okay, I got to do this with somebody. I can't just go by myself. So me and Ryan, which is the one you know, we kind of got closer as throughout high school. And really, it came through football because in middle school, we knew each other. We didn't like each other
really?
At all. We played for opposite teams.
He's a leader, too.
Yeah, he's but he's more of a vocal leader. So when we played... when we played football together, he was the one vocalizing everything. He was a linebacker, and I played on the line, so he was right behind me. So, whereas I would go and get double teamed because they were trying to block me, it would free him up, and he'd go and make all the tackles. So that's how we became friends, because he loved me because I was doing my job, which allowed him to look great, you know. So we got close. So I knew I was going with him. Now I was like, okay, who are we going with? So it came out to... We look back, we were in English class. Two people behind us was Chad and Bundy. Bundy is his last name, Marquise. And I think we're the most interesting group of people ever. I mean,
ever.
If we're sitting in a row, we look like people on an airport, on an airplane. Like, we look like we have nothing in common. It's just match made out of... heaven. Like, it's just completely different
y'all
people.
Y'all got sense of humor, I tell you.
I mean, Ryan's like this country white guy, you know, flannel wearing, camouflage. Then there's
bluegrass.
Yeah, you know, blue collar, proud to be an American dude, you know. And then there's me, and like, I don't know, I can't really describe myself, but you know, I'm me. And then there's like Bundy, he's like dreadhead beard guy. Yeah, you know. And then Chad, he's like a dark skinned, tatted up dude. And it's like, here we come strolling through Ocean City, like happy as can be. And it just works. And yeah. I think the funniest part is when we're going somewhere and trying to choose a radio station.
Oh. I feel like you should do a YouTube video of y'all talking about what radio station.
What radio station is neutral? Like, it's the funniest thing. But what we all came to the agreement on and why we get along is that we're all individuals.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like it. Just you know, and describe each one.
Because a lot of times what you find with cliques and groups is that they're all just...
same.
Carbon copies of each
other. Yeah, you know, right. And we were all just... different, you know.
So y'all still march to the beat of your own drum.
Yep, we all still talk till this day.
That's good.
You know? Do you all have a group chat?
Yep.
Do you chat
it's
every
still
day?
Still called Senior Week.
That was called.
Oh, that's so ago, adorable.
Still called Senior Week.
I want that group chat to go on for like 20 years. And like 20 years
and
later,
we've gone back to Ocean City every year at least one weekend.
Oh, that's so cute. And I go to different schools and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, we go. One's in West Virginia, one's in Alabama, the other one's in mm-hmm. Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And then I'm here. Two of them play football. All three of them played football in college. But the one, he transferred and he doesn't play at WVU. But yeah.
Now, that's good. Yeah. That's good community. I love it. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
Yeah, I love my friends. That's one thing that, like I said, if I did something right,
mm-hmm. picking some
it was
good
picking
friends.
Friends
mm-hmm. you know? It's important.
Absolutely. Yeah,
very important.
Very cool. Very cool.
You go ahead.
So one question. If you could tell your future self one thing that you hope he accomplishes in the next 5 years, what would the one thing you would wish your future self, like you would want to tell your future self, like, listen, sir, like, this is what I want from you, like 5 years down the line, like, this is where I want to see you, this is where I want to, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I did this in high school. I had to write a letter to, I think it was a year or 2 years post-graduation. It didn't go too well for me then.
Did you take it seriously? Or is it, you didn't take it seriously, was the question.
Not too seriously. Okay. It was like end of the year, like senior year. I just, you know, was kind of like joking with myself.
Right.
You know, like,
do you still have that letter?
I don't. Okay. And it was because I got it right when we were moving.
Yeah.
So I had it in a drawer somewhere, but.
It may pop up again.
Hopefully, because, you know, we're about to move again. But anyway. what I told myself? Really just. So there's one thing my cousin, who's my mentor, told me, and he said that potential, the word potential and what it comes from, like the electricians use potential, like something has potential energy, like matter or whatever, but potential means absolutely nothing unless it's put into action. So I think what I would tell myself is that I hope that I tapped into my potential, you know, like where that goes and where it can take me, I don't know. I think that's, you know,
that's what you're walking towards. Yeah, every you know, single day, like, when you talk about your 6 month challenge, yeah, you're walking,
and that's what it is. It's a walk every day to, you know, don't just sit there and do 6 months of Netflix, you
right,
know,
because right,
it's easy to do that, but it's the end result is not what I,
absolutely
not what I want at all. So,
I mean, it sounds like you have a lot of things. You envision a lot of things in front of you that you're walking towards.
Yeah.
And every day you take a step closer.
I tell people all the time, my mind is a scary place. You know, like, because it's a lot of stuff that I don't put on anybody or I don't talk about with anybody because
they can't really do
what they understand. Could they? It's not even the understand part, because I think anybody can understand. It's can they comprehend.
Right.
You know, it's...
And then even if they don't, okay.
Yeah, but, you know.
Do you have conversations with Jesus? Like, do you have, like, outward...
Full-on...
Like, full-on conversation.
Sit down 30 minutes, just sitting there, you know, just full out. Just back and forth dialogue.
Like, how did you see his
expression. Like he's just, yeah.
Especially while driving.
Yeah. I do that too. Driving.
Expect, like when I used to commute to DC. Mm. Yeah.
That's y'all's like, time.
Definitely.
Especially when things didn't turn out the way you thought they would. And
yeah, I've been trying to like meditate and stuff more. Just
yeah, you know, that's good.
Breathing, just to be conscious of your actual body, because it's a lot of, you know.
You better go on, Brandon.
Yeah, and I just, that's something new that I've just been starting. But so far it's been, you know, I put on my little sounds and just.
Because your body is a universe.
It is.
It's all in itself.
You know, so this is crazy. And sometimes like I get wound up and it's like, gosh, I'm learning all this stuff. And it's like, I wish I would have known this then. Or I wish I would have. But it's like, I'm still just 21.
Yeah,
like,
you're getting it now.
You know.
Which is still better than some people.
Yeah. Listen, hello?
Some people twice your age and that don't half as much as you know.
Listen. Yeah. So, real quick, because we're wrapping up. But I did want to, and I wanted to touch on before we end the show today. You mentioned, because we were talking about like devotionals and how you like start your day. And so I think it is super important, and not necessarily that you have to do it the way Ernest does it, but for those who are listening, that we take what I call like God time, because I think sometimes we live life like, you know, and we hear from pulpits and from churches like, you know, make sure God is first in your life, make sure God is first in your life. But then I feel like that is backwards, because you feel like if God's first, if you've checked off that box, then you can just like move on.
Free, you know.
Right? Mm-hmm. But that he should be the center. Do you
Absolutely.
Know what I mean?
Absolutely, in every
He
decision.
Should be a part of every part of your life. It's not like I check the box and then I move on my day.
I'm good now. Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to check off the box tomorrow and then I'll be good. Mm-hmm. But if you just walk us through, I know some of the things that you do that you talked about. And even with, you know, paper versus going on your phone.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So just talk real briefly about that.
One thing that I'm trying to do better on is definitely just reading the word. So every morning I got a new devotional. You know, because I like most people, I use my phone as my alarm clock. So I put my devotional on top of my phone. I tell myself, you know, if I can't spare these 5-10 minutes to, you know, just read a few pages and pray, and that's something that I'm trying to make sure I continue to do and make it a habit, and just start the day off with God, and then, like you say, to make sure you carry that on and not make it just ritual. A box, you know, make
that
it
you
a,
check
that
off,
you
right.
check off, you know, that it's something that you're actively doing, actively pursuing. So, yeah, I think definitely starting your day with God and waking up and getting out of bed, you know, like I think sometimes people take for granted that simple action.
Yeah.
Acknowledging him in all of our ways.
Yes.
It's important.
Getting up.
Breathing. I can't live without without you giving me that next breath.
Listen. Okay.
So I tell people it's always more things going right than wrong.
Absolutely.
Always.
Absolutely.
You know? So.
And it's so interesting. I was talking to a woman who was like a client, so someone that I work with who's involved in the justice system. And you know, there were some struggles, and we were having some dialogue back and forth. And at the end of it, I went to give her a hug, and I was like, all right, take a deep breath. And she took a breath, and it was like super shallow. I was like, do you know how to take a deep breath?
Right.
And I was like, no, and I continued
literal.
To hold her, and I said, take another deep breath.
Take.
And she, I was like, deeper. I was like, you need to practice, like, breathing deeply.
Yes.
I think sometimes we're going through life, and we're moving at light speed, and we're not even conscious of how we're breathing. And breath is important.
Critical.
It is very important. And the ability, especially when you think about what we talked about earlier, like stress, like, breathing deeply can lower your blood pressure.
Yeah, instantly.
It can calm you. It can slow down your heart rate, right? And if you don't know how to do it,
and it's getting oxygen
into all of your blood vessels,
releasing pressure from your joints.
Yeah, Yes.
Tension from your muscles.
Toxins from your body.
Just a simple breath.
Just in a breath.
We can't make a breath. We have to receive it. We have to take it.
Listen.
It's freely given.
So this has been, I don't even know what this is called. This has just been a something. This has been an earnest talk, like a TED talk. This has been an earnest talk. We've been all over the gamut.
Brown table talk.
I love it.
Brown table talk. Ha! I love it.
Just to get into the heart and the mind of our young people.
Absolutely. So this has been a joy.
It certainly has been.
It's been a joy. And I feel like we should have Brandon back in May.
For my 6 month reveal.
For your 6 month reveal.
Hey!
Okay. And by that, we'll have 6 months of YouTube and Instagram. Right?
Yes. Updated resume.
Yep, your updated resume.
I love it.
Well, we will do a 6 month check in. So it has been a pleasure and a joy again. Like, we didn't do any of the normal, like, conversation stuff, like, so of course it's Bold and Beautiful when Christian Talk Radio.
Oh my god,
yes. You can follow us on Instagram, no. Facebook, Twitter at Bold and Beautiful, BOLDNBUTIFULWCS. Oh my gosh, that's a lot. Bold and Beautiful,
yeah.
WCS on Instagram, look us up, we're there. Facebook, Twitter again. And we will be sending out, as soon as Brandon sets up his stuff, we'll be shouting him out as well.
Absolutely.
And his new channel, so we can be following his beautiful progress and his journey in life. So thank you for joining us. I'm going to close in a quick word of prayer.
Yes.
And we will be done. So, hey, boo. Hey, Jesus. Thank you for this time, this thank brown you. Table talk. That we have had
I like
today.
That. I just got it. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for this brown table talk. We have had an awesome time in you. So I thank you that you have blessed us, Lord. And I thank you that all of the folks who will listen to this, Lord God, will be blessed beyond measure. I thank you that the words spoken will prick the hearts of those who have an ear to hear, God. I thank you that Brandon is in a beautiful part in his transition, God. So I thank you that you are whispering his name into, did I say Brandon, Jesus? I might have said Brandon. Ernest.
Yes.
That you are whispering Ernest's name into ears of influencers and influences of influencers, God. I thank you, Lord God, that doors are already being prepared to be opened for the next steps that he takes ahead, Lord God. I thank you for the angels that are encamped about him, God, that he would not even dash his foot against a stone, God. So I thank you that every step from this day forth, Lord God, would just be from glory to glory, as your word says. So continue to bless him and his family, God, and continue to grow him up in you, God. So we bless you for this day. We bless the listeners, and amen and amen. Amen. We love y'all. See y'all next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Good morning, family. This is Bold and Beautiful Talk Radio. You can follow us on Facebook at Bold and Beautiful WCS and on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat at Bold and Beautiful WCS. That's BOLDNBUTIFULWCS. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Please check out our website at whenchristianspeak.com for ways to give and sow into the kingdom.